That's music by the duo Melis here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The Spanish guitarist Susana Prieto and the Greek guitarist Alexis Mouzourakis. And they were on the show, well, in conversation anyway, a little while back, the show being Live and Local here on FM 90.9. It's your connection to local performances. And we heard what's known as the Miller's Dance from the Three-Cornered Hat, music by Manuel de Falla, off of their CD simply called Duo Melis. And I thought their playing was absolutely wonderful when I heard it on this recording and another one that they provided to us when I had that conversation. I remember it was a fun one to have because they were had their young child in tow. And in fact, this CD is dedicated para Sofia, so for Sofia. And I have a nice little inscription from Susanna and Alexis, and that's the sort of thing I'll take with me, among the many things I'll take with me from hosting this show for the last 5.5 years as part of my 18 years at WYLO Radio. This is my final day as host of the show. It's the final day that the show will be around, and starting on Monday, you'll be hearing classical music during the 4 o'clock time slot during the week, until such time as WYLL comes up with some other sort of arts-related program, which they say they'd like to do. I certainly hope that they will. On today's program, we have three ensembles that will play for us live in our studio from the first of the annual three sessions of the ISYM program, Illinois Summer Youth Music, at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Session one, ending this weekend, ending tomorrow, with concerts by the Senior Concert Band, Orchestra, Symphonic Band, and Chorus, and also by Flute Camp and the Advanced Piano Camp, and then subsequent sessions next week and then a couple weeks after that. So there'll be concerts on Saturday, June 28th, including musical theater and many of the individual instrument camps, and then on July the 12th. From the junior large ensembles and some other individual instrument camps as well. Before we get to hear the first of our three ensembles, which will be one of the string quartets coming out of the camps this week, let me introduce you to Steve Burian, who's the interim director of outreach and public engagement for the School of Music at the University of Illinois. He's also director of ISYM. Thanks, Steve, for coming in and for coordinating today's show.
My pleasure, Kevin. It's so good to be here with you today.
So Steve is a horn player. He's played for me with the Prairie Ensemble a couple or three or four times, I think.
And yes,
I've enjoyed that relationship. And then the last couple of years bringing in students for ISYM to play for us live, which has been great. So your association with ISYM has been how long now?
This is my fifth year.
It is, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's also the, I've been here in town 5 years. I came 5 years ago to start a DMA, Doctorate in Horn Performance. And the first summer I was here, I started working with ISYM. It just sort of snowballed, and so I'm currently directing the program.
What were you doing with the program when you started?
I believe the first summer I actually taught a couple of junior high sectionals for junior high band, French horn sectionals. And I think I taught a section of composition theory. So within most of the programs of ISYM, we have, you know, 3 hours of rehearsal, we have sectionals, there are master classes or techniques classes, and then we offer an elective. So they get a choice of about 10 different things to choose from, and you can spend 1 hour a day for 5 days doing that. And so exploring composition is one. You could explore didgeridoo, conducting. We have the gamelan in play this week. I'm probably going to forget some more, but we have barrage, which is an alternative string thing. It's more from the fiddle tradition. And you might remember, if you were listening a year ago, we had a barrage group playing here from the elective. So I was teaching elective and French horn that first year, yeah.
But not teaching didgeridoo. I'm sort of stuck on that.
No, we have Sam Ginger, who's, you probably know the name, a very, very talented pianist. He was a co-winner of the Krannert Debut Artist this year. Super talented pianist. And he also happens to play didgeridoo. So we buy PVC pipe and some beeswax, and the students make a didgeridoo and they learn how to circular breathe. It's one of the most popular electives, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if I'd have known that, Sam's been on the show a couple of times playing for us, and I had no idea he played didgeridoo. I'd have made him do something. I'd made him to teach me how to do it. We've had didgeridoo on the show once, and in fact, we had two of them. And I remember the one guy saying that he forced himself to learn in the space of a few hours. He just sort of, I think he said he lay in his hammock and just decided he wasn't leaving until he figured out how to play it. And he found it sort of meditative, which I find a little hard to believe. But then, you know, we each get our meditations where we can find it.
Well, he sent me a shopping list for supplies.
Sam did.
And there was, you know, 100 straws and 100 plastic cups. And I'm thinking, what do you need plastic cups and straws for to learn didgeridoo? But I saw yesterday what it was. You fill the cup with some water and put the straw in it. And then you practice circular breathing, where you're able to hold air in your cheeks and blow it slowly out the straw and keep the bubbles going while you inhale in your nostrils. And so that's how you begin to learn circular breathing. I didn't know that.
Do horn players ever do circular breathing? I know some other brass players do.
I think it's pretty rare. I mean, we have lots of other tricks, you know, stopped horn or flutter tongue. The brass winds use up the air fast enough that I think it's a lot harder, you know, on an oboe or maybe a flute where you can withhold the air more. I think it would be easy, but I'm
sure
it's there.
I think some trumpet players do it.
I can do where you hum a note.
Multiphonics, yeah.
Where you buzz one pitch but sing another on top of that. But I've never learned to circular breathe.
That's something that string players don't have the advantage of having to do, or disadvantage that the advantage that they don't have to do it. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say there, but we've got four string players with us in the studio from the camp this week, and I gather you're all in the senior orchestra.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the one orchestra that's here this week. Mm-hmm. So I assume. Well, let's introduce everybody. Enrique Dominic Adonai León. You're playing first violin in this quartet.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you from? What school? What town?
I'm from Chicago, Pilsen neighborhood, St. Ignatius College Prep.
And what year in school will you be in the fall?
I will be a sophomore.
You will be a sophomore. And Ryan O'Neill, not to be confused with that actor.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I'm sure you do. Spelled differently, just for the record.
Yeah.
What school? What grade?
I'm from Orland Park. I just finished going to Century Junior High. I'm going to be going to Sandburg High School next year.
And Orland Park is around Chicago?
Yeah, it's a suburb of Chicago.
So Ryan's on playing second violin in the quartet. And Abby Kay, viola.
Yes.
Your school, your grade?
I go to Batavia High School.
Batavia,
yeah.
And you'll be what year?
Junior.
You'll be a junior. And then Stephanie Tillman on cello.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Godfrey, Illinois. I go to Alton High School. I'll be a senior.
So, Godfrey, if you're at Alton High School, you're not far from St. Louis.
Yeah, just across the river.
Yeah, you the one non-Chicagoland person here in the room. I've always noticed over the years that there's a fairly heavy contingent of folks from around Chicago. Steve, is that just because there's so many people?
I think partly. Although I will say Alton sends a lot of students to us. Yeah, I mean, I think we do have a wide reach within the state, but obviously when so much of the population is around Chicago, most of the students will be from north of I-80.
And there are certainly other summer camps they could go to. I know Northwestern has one, and so it's a credit to ISYM that you guys chose to come down here. How much of work have you been doing this week with the quartet as opposed to orchestra?
Well, we started on Monday, an hour each day, and we took 2 days to pick our songs, so we've only really been practicing for 2 days.
So what did you do when you're taking 2 days to pick the song?
Well, we went through all different
books. Yeah, we went through a bunch of different songs, so we did play this a little bit.
So this isn't going to be just your second reading of it here.
No. We've gone through it a good amount of times.
Yeah, gone through. Now, when you say gone through, you have worked with a coach, Sun Young Shin.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the nature of that relationship. How's that worked?
Well, she really likes to make sure we really like emphasize everything and get our fortes really, really loud and our pianos really, really soft.
And she's really pushy on us connecting together. The connection like with our breathing and our eye contact.
And I also think she's a very understanding person, and you can understand the student in the way that many other teachers probably wouldn't.
In what way do you think?
Well, I can tell that she can tell when a student has a certain playing style, or perhaps when a student is, I don't know, doing whatever, but she notices when that student needs help in.
A pretty valuable trait in a coach and a teacher.
Yes.
Well, let's hear how things have gone with after 2 days of trying to decide what you're going to play and 2 days of practicing it and good coaching. This is a movement from a string quartet in C minor by Luigi Boccherini, and it's a string quartet from ISYM here on Live and Local. Thank you. Music by Luigi Boccherini from a string quartet in C minor, the third and I presume final movement. Yes, I think so. Played by four members of the senior orchestra as part of the ISYM program at the University of Illinois School of Music, Illinois Summer Youth Music. Enrique Dominic Adonai Leon on the first violin, Ryan O'Neill on second, Abby Kay on viola, and Stephanie Tillman on cello. Thank you all very much. Sounded great. And best of luck with your concerts tomorrow. I guess the senior orchestra playing at 11:30 tomorrow morning at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, to be followed by the senior symphonic band. That'll be at 1 o'clock, and then the senior chorus playing at 2:30. They will be preceded by the senior concert band. That'll be at 10 o'clock, and also at 10 tomorrow, performances by the piano camp and two of the flute camps here on Live and Local.
Kevin?
Yes.
One thought that came to mind. Yeah. Did you know that the Miller's Dance, the Defia, mm-hmm. three-cornered hat, aren't you playing from
is
that?
Is that on the yes. program?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah.
So wonderful. The program includes, I believe it's the second and third from the three dances, mm-hmm. three-cornered hat, the ballet, there's an orchestral suite one, a suite two, and then there's the three dances. And they're going to be performing the second and third dance. Which one is the Miller's Dance?
The second one.
Second so that's one. On the program. And then they're going to do Danzon number 2 by Marquez.
Yeah. So who's conducting the orchestra this year?
Louis Bergonzi.
So for those of you who were listening at the top of the hour, we played a two-guitar arrangement of that music by the Faya. Well, thanks very much. Stay tuned for a live performance by another, the second of three ensembles from ISYM we're hearing today. That'll be a woodwind quintet. They're going to play some music by Beethoven. Here is music by a woman named Maya Beiser. She's a wonderful cellist, and this is a piece written by the Argentinian composer Osvaldo Golijov. It's called Mariel here on Live and Local. That was cellist Maya Beiser and cellist Maya Beiser. And cellist Maya Beiser, I think some overdubbing going on there. She's the only musician involved in that performance of the piece called Marielle by Osvaldo Golijov from Maya's CD called World to Come. Maya Beiser was on the show one time, not playing live, unfortunately, but we had a wonderful conversation, and I thought today I'd just share a few recordings in the midst of our live performances that I've especially enjoyed. Either the music itself or and or the performers who've been on the show at one time or another, the show being live and local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and it is my last day at WILL, last day hosting the show, and it'll be the last for live and local, at least for the foreseeable future. Whether this show comes back as is with someone else hosting or if some other show comes in its place, that remains to be seen. But starting Monday, you'll have classical music in this time slot. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. And I just thought I'd take a moment to say thanks to not only the Sousa Archives, but all of the businesses and other organizations who've helped support this station financially for all the time I've been here, which is about 18 years, and the station's been around much, much, much longer than that, and depends very, very heavily on the business support and especially on the support of the friends of WILL, those listeners who support the station with your financial contributions. We mean a lot to you, and therefore you mean a lot to us. Our next performers, also from the ISYM camps, it's week one out of three sessions of the camps, culminates in a concert tomorrow, various concerts tomorrow, and then the second session has concerts on the 28th, and the third session will have concerts on July the 12th, so there's a week in between there. And these folks are also play in, I should ask, actually, how many of you play in the band this week, or playing the band? Just our bassoonist. And the rest of you all in the orchestra?
Yes.
Oh, good for you. So our members are Margaret Covert, who's on the flute, and Hannah Scanlon, oboe, Rachel Lasowski, bassoon, she's the one in the band, and Jeremy Wallace on clarinet, Anna Moritz on the horn. And who's the directing the band?
It's Dr. Linda Morehouse.
Dr. Linda Morehouse. She was just on the show Wednesday in advance of the performances last night by the U of I Summer Band. Did you get a chance to go hear them, or were you in the midst of rehearsals in the evening?
We did go see them.
You did go? And did it end up being outside? I don't know if it rained or not.
Yeah.
It did. Okay, wonderful. So you're working with the quintet with three different coaches, is that
yes.
right? Tell me about how their approaches are different. So this would be John Dee, who's the oboe professor at the U of I, David Harris, who teaches clarinet, and Tim McGovern, who is the bassoonist.
Tim McGovern focuses a lot on the note lengths and stuff. He's really specific about our articulation. And Mr. D looks at the general ideas of the piece, and he told us to give the piece love. And he worked a lot with us on our phrasing and our dynamics and stuff.
That sounds like something John D would say.
And Mr. Harris really helped put us all together, and we rehearsed it a lot with him. And it was, he told us, like, each specifically some things we should work on, and in general, like, how to play in a good wind quintet.
Do you, particularly those of you who play the instruments of those coaches, of those professors, do they also give you some tips on your instrument specifically?
They tried to focus more on us as a group rather than individually.
But when we need help in fingerings and tuning and stuff, they give us some good advice for how to play that.
Anna, as the horn player, do you feel at all left out of this picture, since these folks are actually woodwind players and you're the one brass player in the so-called woodwind quintet?
I don't really feel too left out, considering the teachers are really good at focusing on us as a whole instead of individuals. So I don't feel too left out. It's not that bad.
Yeah, well, that's good. Do they do any playing for you at all, or ever sit in your place to demonstrate?
They haven't at all yet.
I'd love for them to do
not
that.
Not at all. You would love for them
yes.
to do that? Oh, well, so if you guys are listening... there's your directive from your students. Have you asked?
We haven't. Maybe we should try that.
Yeah. Do you have any more coaching sessions, or are you done?
Not
with
this week.
No.
But are you all? How many of you are returning for another week?
I am.
So there's an oboe camp next
yes,
week,
there is.
And the rest of you, this is it. Here's your one shot at ISYM this year. Some of you have been here before though?
Yes.
Yeah, I have.
I have not.
So three of the five, four of the five.
I haven't.
You have?
No, I have not.
Have not? Okay, so three out of five. Yeah, all right. So it must have been a pretty good experience before, or you wouldn't do it again. They're nodding their heads. So you can't
I love
hear
this
them.
Camp, honestly.
Yeah? Well, that's a good answer. What did you love about it?
Basically everything. The direction we get from all the professors and the band director, and 2 years ago I was in orchestra. They're all really helpful, and they all really understand us.
Which is terrific. You know, I should ask. I asked the string quartet where you all have come from. Jeremy, what about you?
I come from Bloomington, but I go to school at Tri Valley. It's a small town. It's in a small town, just outside of Bloomington.
Okay. What about Margaret?
I'm from Peru, Illinois.
So that's right around. What is that right around?
Ottawa.
What's that right around? You're naming these little towns.
It's where 251 meets 39.
Okay, I don't know where that is. I know I've seen it on a map, but you know, you'd think as many times I've looked at the map in Illinois, I'd have some picture for it. Hannah?
I'm actually from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Really?
Yes.
Why'd you come all the way here? There's camps in North Carolina.
There are, and I went to one last year. My private oboe teacher came to school here, and she really wanted me to study with John D. So.
Oh, good for her. Who's your private oboe teacher?
Amanda LeBrec.
Okay. Haven't encountered her so far. Rachel?
I'm from Prospect Heights.
Prospect Heights. That's around Chicago, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And then Anna?
I'm from St. Charles.
I know exactly where that is. I'm moving to Elgin in a week.
Okay.
Yeah, so just south of that. All right, so we're going to hear some music by Beethoven. Now, he does have a wind quintet, and you said this is an arrangement of an octet.
Yes, it is.
Does he have another wind quintet that you know? Or is his one wind quintet the octet arrangement?
I'm not
sure.
I don't know.
Because I certainly recognize the piece. Well, in any event, we're going to hear the first movement. From this, played by this quintet from ISYM. They're live in our studio on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
Music by Ludwig van Beethoven from a woodwind quintet adapted from one of his from his octet. The opening movement from that piece with five members of the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camps this week at the University of Illinois, ISYM. They are on flute, Margaret Covert on oboe, Hannah Scanlon, clarinet, Jeremy Wallace, horn, Anna Moritz, and bassoon, Rachel Lisowski. Thanks very much for coming in, and it sounded great. Do you have a recital tonight, by any chance? Is there a chamber
yes.
recital?
Yes, it's 7 o'clock.
What time o'clock? Seven o'clock? Did I just say what time o'clock? I think I did.
Yes.
7 o'clock, and where?
In the Smith.
Smith Hall. Music Hall in the recital hall? Or is
yes.
The big room? The big
yeah.
big hall? All right, mm-hmm. so that's 7 o'clock tonight, and that'll be all the various chamber ensembles?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. And, of course, then tomorrow... the concert band will play at 10 o'clock, so you can hear one of these members in that, and the rest of them will be playing. Or are you in the concert band or the symphonic band?
I'm in the symphonic band.
All right, so the concert band still plays at 10. Symphonic band is at 1, and then the orchestra in between at 11:30. All three of those performances at the Krannert Center in Urbana. Thanks very much.
Thank
Stay
you.
Tuned next for a performance by one of the flute choirs. At ISYM. Our programs on Live and Local today are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. Here's music from the Celtic Crossroads Band on Live and Local. Those are two performances by a band called Celtic Crossroads, which is technically the name of their show, but I think we can fairly say it's also the name of the band. They performed once live in our studio on their way to Charleston, Illinois, where they were playing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center, and I have never forgotten that it was a pretty early recording session. They drove down from Chicago, had to be up at some ungodly hour, and they were clearly not awake at the time they rolled in, but by the time they got playing, that was a whole other story. It was one of the more fun sessions I think we've had on the show. The show being live and local here on FM 90.9, and this is actually the last, my last day at WILL, so you guys are privileged to be the final performers, the very last performers on this radio show. And you guys, in this case, are four flute players from the flute camp at the first week of ISYM. Jonathan Keeble, their coach, yes. And we have with us Rebecca Krupa, Matt Reeder, Daniel Kuntz, and Lizzie O'Brien. What's just real quick, what's the value to you, do you think, of just hanging out with a whole bunch of flutists for a week as opposed to playing in a band or playing in an orchestra or just sitting in your practice room by yourself?
It's very rewarding to have other students that understand the trials of the instrument that you play and what kind of music that you have to play. So it's just fun to have that kind of connection with other people that know what kind of journey you're going on.
Yeah, and especially since the spotlight is on flute, whereas when you're in other ensembles, it's not, you're not getting to learn specifics to your instrument particularly. And so here we're learning all about flute.
Yeah. And I asked the guys and girls in the woodwind quintet whether in their coaching they got any individual instruction on their instrument, and apparently not. But this is a whole other story for you.
Yes.
Because you spend the whole week specifically with Professor Keeble. Is there any other flutists working with you as well?
Well, we, all four of us are studying with Dr. Keeble this week, but there are four other coaches, and they are Rebecca Johnson, Ai Yamaguchi, Kathleen Winters, and Ashley Shank.
Okay, so you got a good bunch of opinions. Hopefully that will do you some good. Well, I want to make sure you get a chance to play your full music, and I'm really looking forward to hearing it. This is music by somebody named Catherine McMichael from a set of movements called Salt of the Earth. How many movements are there altogether?
There are
five of them, and we're gonna hear the second and third here on Live and Local, live in our studio on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
Two movements from a suite by Catherine McMichael called Salt of the Earth. I think that's some nice music to close out the show with. Rebecca Krupa, Matt Reeder, Daniel Kuntz, and Lizzie O'Brien are the flutists, with Lizzie playing alto flute, and Matt, that was a bass flute?
Yes.
Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They'll be playing in the flute camp recitals tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Are you all playing at the one at the music building or at the one at
no.
Smith Hall?
Daniel and I are playing at the music building.
Oh,
and Matt and I will be at Smith Hall.
People will have to choose because they're at the same time, Smith Music Hall or the Music Building Auditorium, both of them on the campus of the University of Illinois, which is where the ISYM camp is having its first session this week, Illinois Summer Youth Music. Thank you very much for coming and honoring us with your performance on Live and Local today.
Thank you for having us.
And I guess that wraps it up, folks. I have no great speech to make in the last 2 minutes. It's been a real treat to be at WINL the last 18 years, first 12 and a half hosting classical music, and the last 5 and a half hosting this show. I've loved talking with all the musicians of many different genres who have come through here. I've learned a lot about a lot of different kinds of music that I never knew anything about before, and hope that I've been able to share some of my own curiosity with you and therefore give you a chance to learn a few things courtesy of the show. And most important, go out and hear some live performances that maybe you wouldn't have known about if we hadn't told you about them. Best of luck to all of those performers out there, whether you're living and working in this community or happen to be listening to us online and living and working elsewhere and might just make it through East Central Illinois sometime. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. Thanks for listening, and best wishes to everybody. Here's a fellow who's been on the show, probably performing live in our studio probably more often than any other. His name, Tom Torino. And he says this is just about the first piece he ever wrote. It's called Charlie the Hat.